Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13. This word is at work in you believers. When you read God's word and you believe it and you act on it, it's like a seed that grows inside you. Those seeds have life. In the natural world, you don't have to understand the process by which seeds grow. You just have to water, nurture, and protect them. And it's the same with Scripture. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, "You welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." Now note the phrase, effectively works in you. God's word is self-sustaining. It doesn't require others to validate it. In the New Testament account in Matthew 14, when Jesus was walking on the water toward his disciples, Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come." Jesus gave him one word, "Come," and Peter started walking. The other disciples probably didn't believe Peter could do it. That's because they didn't understand who was speaking to Peter. As Mark 6:49 tells us, they thought Jesus was a ghost. Now there's a lesson here for us all. When God speaks to you through his word, don't expect everybody to understand or agree or support you. It's only human to want certain people to see what you see or believe in what you do. But in this scripture, God prepares us for rejection by those who don't understand what God has told us. If you're not careful, people's opinions can make you doubt what God has said. Sometimes he'll confirm what he told you through others, and sometimes he doesn't. But as long as you feed on his word and believe it, it effectively works in you. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.